this is going to be on cutting. I'm going to begin with just a couple case studies, and they're so long, I thought, you guys are going to get bored if I just read them to you. You need to read along with me, probably. So that's why I put them in your notes, because otherwise I thought you were going to be really bored with just standing up here trying to listen to me read. So the first one is Kristen. Kristen says, my name is Kristen. I'm 16 years old, and I live in a small town in northern New Jersey. I'm a junior in high school, and until recently, I've gotten all A's and B's. I'm a member of National Honor Society, the oldest child in my family, a writer for the school paper, and a co-editor for the school literary magazine. Both my parents live in the same house with me, and I have one little brother named Matt. Pretty normal life, right? I'm also a diagnosed major depressive, and I self-injure. The first question that comes to people's minds and mouths is why? Why would someone purposely harm themselves? For me, it's one of the only forms of relief I have from living with depression. It's a way I can take charge of my emotions when I feel them. I hate confrontation, and I never feel I can fight back because my greatest fear is being abandoned by the people I care about. I tend to lose a lot of best friends, and my mother and I can barely stay in the same room for 5 minutes without exploding into argument. Or she does, while I sit there quietly. In ninth grade, when I was 13, I went through one of the periods of depression that I've experienced for several years now. A friend of mine had gotten hooked on the world of drinking and casual sex. I discovered that another friend was on drugs. My parents haven't had a peaceful marriage for years, but that year was particularly volatile. I remember starting out small, just experimentally, wanting to see how much I could take. It wasn't much. I scratched my arm a little with fingernails and paper clips and pricked myself with sewing needles a couple times. It stopped after a few weeks. The depression didn't. That went on for years after, sometimes dormant, but eventually rearing its ugly head again and becoming increasingly more severe when it did. I didn't know what to do about it, so I did nothing. One day I swung my shoulder bag over one's shoulder and the braid of wire that my key dangles from caught the skin of my arm at the sharp end and left a long red scratch in my skin. As I looked at it, I realized that this didn't hurt. It intrigued me. My days were incredibly difficult to get through, especially trying not to let on how severe my depression had gotten. Now here was something that distracted me. I went home that night and disassembled my little keychain, coming up with a thick piece of wire with two razor-sharp ends. I dragged one end across my arm, and red welts popped up. It didn't hurt, oddly. It felt good, right, somehow. I put the wire away, thought nothing of it. Soon after that, I forced myself to get a therapist. Something that was incredibly hard for me because I've always counted on my ability to get through everything on my own with no outside help. I was diagnosed with major depression. When my parents were told about this, they found it difficult to comprehend, and my mother eventually chose to either ignore it or not care about it. Nothing's changed between us since she learned about what I was going through. Although my therapists have taken away my cutting implements a few times, I've managed to find more. I've gotten worse over the past few weeks and rapidly. Now, whenever my parents yell at me, which I absolutely cannot take in my state of mind, even over something small, I start shaking. I go into my room and lock the door and frantically go about raising blood drops on my skin until I feel calm again. But now, if I don't bleed, I don't feel better. The sight of my own blood spilling forth sets me back in control. I like to think when I cut, okay, now all the pain in your head is in your skin. Once the scratches and cuts stop hurting, I do it again and feel calm again. I refuse to cry in front of people whenever I can help it, so I cut instead. I can count 2 dozen scars or cuts on my forearms, which is mainly where I injure myself. When there are absolutely no implements available and I'm hurting emotionally beyond what I can take, I hit myself in my shoulders until I bruise. It's becoming hard to wear short-sleeved shirts because there's no excuse for the battlefield people can see when I turn my arm over. The lines are straight, perfect, and parallel. They're obvious. so I wear long-sleeved shirts constantly. Only one person besides my therapist knows I do this, and some of my friends online that do it as well. I panic when the scars fade, because it's the scars that make me remember. Scars put it in front of me that I have a choice besides the emotional pain, and that it's an easier choice. I used to think I had a low pain threshold. Part of me sees strength in what I do now, and I can't see myself wanting to stop anytime soon, even if I should. And there are words I can't or won't speak to people in my scars. Scars and blood say more for me than words ever could. Before I cut, I'm usually feeling a great deal of self-loathing. I can't ever remember liking myself, but over the past few years, I've hated about everything about me, from my looks to my attitude to my unstable personal relationships. Before I cut, something has usually happened to worsen this. I'm usually extremely depressed and feeling hopeless and worthless, as if I have no one to turn to. Sometimes I'm angry at myself for something I've done and see it as my punishment. While I'm cutting, I usually concentrate on raising blood, and my mind settles into a flat calm. I do not feel my emotional pain once marks start to raise on my skin, but it's not the same as numbness. I do feel the calm and the feeling that my pain is draining from mind into body. Afterwards, sometimes I feel guilty, but that's usually a little while after. Most of the time, an hour or so after I cut, I'll start thinking thoughts like, "What is wrong with you?" A lot of time I tell myself how crazy I am, which adds to the self-loathing. Eventually, someone will say or do something within the next day that triggers me, and this will combine with my self-hatred and make me lock myself in my room again. Right, that was Kristen. Now let's look at what Chris has to say. Chris is a college student, and she says, "I cut myself. The cutting started my junior year of high school. It started small, as it usually does. I'd never heard of self-mutilation. I didn't know it was something that 1% of the population actually does. I'd never met anyone who did this, and my view on it at the time was, how could someone even do this to themselves? Until I tried it. I was on the phone with my best friend. She started talking about how sometimes she would scratch herself with a needle or razor. I think I said something like, 'How can you do that? Doesn't it hurt?' Little did I know that I would soon be answering these questions coming out of other people's mouths. She told me that it didn't hurt, so I tried it. I had a razor sitting at my desk. Looking back, I don't know why it was there in the first place, and I lightly scratched my arm. There was no blood. I did it a few more times. I found that it caused my heart to pound, and it made me feel alive, but most importantly, it made me feel in control. I had been considering suicide for about 4 years, and I finally realized that if it got so bad that I had to do something, I could. This made me feel better than I had felt in a long time, and that's where it began. I started cutting regularly." What's regularly, you ask? Well, in the beginning, it was around once a week. Then it gradually moved up to 2 or 3 times a week, to once a day, and eventually 4 to 5 times a day. I stopped eating lunch in the cafeteria and started locking myself in the bathroom and cutting while I ate. A few times, the blood seeped through to my jeans, and if anyone asked, I always told them that I spilled ketchup or chocolate on me at lunch. I used to make cuts on my arms in threes. This way, if anyone asked about them, I could say a cat scratched me. I would wear sweaters in the summer, and I would never, ever, ever put on a bathing suit. I still can't today because of the scars. Where did I cut? Anywhere that could be hidden by my gym uniform. At this time, I'd already started changing the bathroom so that the other girls didn't see my cuts. This meant my shoulders, upper arms, stomach, thighs, and ankles. I also tried to slice up my wrists, but this wasn't really a suicide attempt. I'm not sure what it was. I read somewhere that suicide is the exact opposite of self-mutilation. People who commit suicide want to die. People who self-mutilate just want to feel better. Now that I was cutting more frequently, I was also cutting deeper. Some of the cuts would bleed for up to 3 days nonstop. I started to scare myself. My friends started to get scared, and my parents freaked. They started to accuse me of being on drugs, being crazy. Actually, they didn't know what to think. this all landed me in a